Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing My Ex Wants to Be Friends. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we're discussing My Ex Wants to Be Friends. And we're going to be discussing today whether or not this is a good idea. And in most instances, it is not going to be beneficial for you to be friends with your ex. Now that might sound a very painful statement that you didn't want to hear, or it might sound something that you suspected anyway. But let's discuss this and let's look at it from all of the different angles. So firstly, let's imagine you are the person who has been dumped. And if you have been dumped, then there is a good chance you might want to try to get your ex back. And you might be thinking, if I stay friends with my ex because they want to stay friends with me, then this will give me a backdoor opportunity to try and get back with them. And unfortunately, this very rarely works because you have been put into the friend zone. This means that your ex only sees you as a platonic friend. You might not be able to believe it. You might be thinking, well, how can they go from loving me to having no feelings at all? And of course, they will have some feelings, but if they have put you into the friend zone, then you stand very little chance of being able to get out of it, because attraction has to grow naturally, it has to grow organically, and if you've been dumped, then your ex will think of you as best as a friend or as worse as a stranger. So from those perspectives, you can see that if you just spend time with somebody who has always been a platonic friend, it's not really going to change. It's not likely to make movement into becoming romantic, and certainly a stranger, you know, that would be even less likely. So even though you still probably love your ex and you think, well, it wasn't that long ago, they seem to love me, and you just think, well, if I just hang around with them, if I spend time with them and pretend to be their friend and pretend to be platonic, then I will have an opportunity. I'm here to tell you, in most instances, that will not work. In most instances, you will just feel more pain because at some stage, your ex will start dating again. And because they will see you as a platonic friend, they will probably tell you about it, or things could get very awkward, especially if you react badly to that news, because you're hoping to get back with them secretly and they are really trying to move on with their life. If, however, you accept what they want and accept the end of the relationship and use my version of the no contact rule, which can be found on my other podcasts, so I suggest you subscribe and listen to those and check those out, then you stand a great chance of changing your ex's mind and getting back with them one day. Because if you take yourself away from your ex, then eventually there is a chance they will start to miss you. And although I'm going over this very quickly, there is a lot more to it than that. In this particular podcast, I'm just giving you a very brief overview of that perspective of things. So if you want to get back with your ex after being dumped, then staying friends with them is not likely to change their mind. You will stand a much better chance of changing their mind if you go into my version of the no contact rule. So now let's look at it from the other perspective, the perspective of if you dumped your ex. So if you are the dumper, and your ex wants to stay friends with you, then you need to be very careful with what you decide to do, because as I've just explained, the main reason that your ex would ask you to do this if you've dumped them is because they are looking for a sneaky back route to try to get with you again. And even if you're thinking to yourself, I do like them on a certain level and I would miss them if it was completely out of my life, that is a bit selfish really, and a bit like trying to have all of the cake and eat it, as the saying goes, because you've dumped them in a romantic sense, but you were thinking, you know what, I'm going to hang on to them as a friend. And that's just not fair on your ex. It's not fair at all, because even though you might be thinking I'm not leading them on, in their subconscious, you quite possibly are. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be amicable, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be acquaintances, but what I am saying is that being good friends, spending a lot of time with each other in a purely platonic sense, is not going to be kind to your ex if you have dumped them. And if you're the person who have been dumped, if you are the dumpee, then it is not a healthy situation in most instances to spend a lot of time as a platonic friend with your ex. Things can get very awkward indeed. So what about if there are other factors at play? What, for instance, if you work together, if you have children together, if maybe you even still have to live with each other for a certain period of time? Well, as I've just really kind of referenced, what I would suggest is that you are acquaintances. You definitely need to stay polite and respectful, and you need to have some type of relationship if you have children together, but a relationship that is you are the mum or dad of the child, and the relationship of just having respect for your former partner. It doesn't have to be a deep friendship, you know, but that is something that is not going to be healthy for anybody involved. It's going to make things difficult, quite likely. So if you have a child together, the best advice is to only contact your ex if it is in reference to your child and it's something regarding them. If you work together, then you need to stay as professional as possible, but also spend as little time with each other in a professional setting, because you do not want to risk feelings bubbling over and causing problems in your work life, which could mean that one or both of you end up losing your job. You know, that's the worst case scenario. So make sure you are not spending too much time together, but you are very friendly, respectful, and professional. If you are living with each other and one of you can't move out for whatever reason, then you need to keep things as separate as possible. Again, show the respect, be polite, be acquaintances, but do not spend a lot of time with each other unless there is a genuine feeling that you might be getting back. And that can't be just your feelings. You know, if you're not getting any genuine signs that the other person would also want to get back with you, then you really shouldn't be pursuing this. If, however, you are getting the signs, if they are flirty, if they have made it abundantly clear they would like to be romantically involved again and you feel the same, then yes, of course, go with it if this is what you both want. But please make sure you don't read false flag signs. Please make sure you are not imagining the signs. Ultimately, somebody you have been in a relationship with will know you very well, and you should be very comfortable with them and them with you. So if they want to get back with you, it's quite likely that they will make it very abundantly obvious. They might just ask you out for a date, for instance. It might be as obvious as that. And if you're the person that has been dumped and the dumper asks you out, then of course that is a great sign that they want to try to rekindle things, and it's up to you what you do. You know, you might have already moved on with your life. You need to do what is best for you. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. And as I said, in most instances, it is not a wise decision to stay good friends with your ex.